kings, queens, and ethereal beings. Welcome to the Loser Crafts podcast. I'm your host, Amy, your loser, knitter, crocheter, punch needler, dolphin fanatic, all of the above. And welcome to another episode. If you're new to the show, I welcome you with a pun and then a deep dive of my outfit and current beverage. So let's crack on. Today's pun, I don't know if you want me to sing this, but if you cannot tell from the crisp, sexy audio, I have a new microphone, because I'm such a pro. And so, yeah, you're going to get that 3D, 8D vision. Oh gosh, throwback to my K-pop phase. These K-pop stans are out here like editing like 8D audio of songs. It's a very trippy experience. It's basically just like something like the sound circling from left to right. But anyway, it was very thrilling. A little deep dive into my youth. But today's pun is, I'm never gonna knit you up. Never gonna knit you down. Yeah, I did just rickroll you guys. Anyway, what am I wearing and what am I drinking? I'm wearing some fancy little lady slacks. Is slacks an American term? Basically, I'm wearing some really fine business trousers. They're grey, they like cinch the waist, they're very fun. They remind me of the classic Audrey Hepburn straight cut trouser. And they have pockets, delightful. And then just like a big old graphic tee. It's a very fun look. Got the hair rollers in my hair, getting that fringe, that nice curl. And today, if you can tell from the quality of my voice and how my whole persona has changed, I'm wearing makeup. Yeah, that's right. I would say take it all in, but it's just my voice. I've got a little sexy face on. I'm trying to think of the term. Like a very snatched, uplifted, I contoured, I put hard work in, I did the soap eyebrows, you know? So, a long time no knit, no see. I have finished what I was working on last time. Hurrah! I can't actually remember what I was working on last time, but either of the things I was working on, I have finished both. So that's very exciting to bring to the finished project section. I have finished knitting the pink balloon sleeve jumper, raglan jumper. I knitted it top down, knitted it in the round. This was my first top down jumper, which was very exciting, and I just kind of made up a pattern as I went along. The neckline I was a bit concerned about, and I did the neckline last by just picking up the stitches, and I think it looks quite nice. It's currently drying because this is the first project I have ever blocked, which is very exciting, and to block it. So if you don't know, blocking is a way of shaping your knitwear. So after you've finished a project, you soak it in water and you wash it with some like detergent. I put a lot of fabric conditioner in mine because it now just smells divine. You soak it, then like wring it out, but obviously very gently, like, pat out, squeeze out all the water that you can. Oh, I was out there with a rolling pin, rolling towels over my jumper. And you dry it pinned into the shape you want it to be. Now this is especially important for knitting with lace work, so anything with yarn over, because the holes don't truly shine. You don't see how they're meant to look until you like stretch it out and block it. Or if you have anything like scalloping on your edge, you need to block it to show the like for the full shape to come out. So I've done that on my, oh my word, can you hear that? I have to edit that out. Absolute nightmare of having an incredible microphone. I can hear that on neighbored. Anyway, yes, so I had to block this project because There's these big puffy sleeves, and they can form like pleats, and I just wanted them to be as voluminous as possible, and to really get the most out of this jumper. And also, where I cast off on the bottom ribbing on the yoke, it had gone kind of wonky, because I haven't really got the hang off of casting off in the round, because yeah, I just always find it goes a bit wonky. I need to practice that and see if there's some better ways. But I tried to fix it with how I weaved in the end. But I think I really need to go on a bit of a deep dive, see what resources are out there, see what people recommend, because at the moment it's a bit messy. And you can see, if you look very closely on the sleeves of this sweater that I've just finished, you can see the cuffs are a bit different. Just by the time I was doing the other side, I had improved my knit one purl one ribbing so much that it looked just worlds different. Like, it looks so much neater, and I'm quite proud of that. You know, I don't mind that it's a bit asymmetrical, because it shows my improvement. Oh, and you can also see I tried continental knitting in the middle of my yoke, which meant my gauge completely changed. And so if you look very closely, there's a change in tension that you can see throughout the body. But you know what, it all adds character, personality, and it's personality you never get in any other item of clothing, because this is a one of a kind, made by me, and it's kind of cute, you know? It's very cropped. So I think it's definitely one to wear with the high-waisted bottoms, or what I'm thinking is overdresses. Ooh, because I have this really fun dress from Never Fully Dressed, which I got on Vinted, and it's got a gorgeous floral, and honestly, when I tell you this is the perfect dress, this literally is the perfect dress. I've gained weight, still looks great. I've lost weight, still looks great, like incredible. It's midi, it's got some ruffles, and it's got a tie, so you can like do a little bit of cinching at the front or at the back. Wow, incredible. It's got a repeated floral pattern, so distraction from any inconsistencies. And then it's got a black background to the floral, and I love a dark floral, because you know what that means? You can wear it in autumn, winter, summer, spring. I mean, I wear anything, any time of year, any colour, but you don't look as crazy when you're wearing like a pink power suit in winter. I don't know, I get a few looks. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous dress. And just like, it's just so well thought out. You know, the designers have worked really hard on it. Like, the way to do up the zip is just so effortless. You don't need someone else there. It's just incredible. I love it. So I can't wait to pair this like hot pink puffy balloon sleeve cropped sweater with this dress. That's the first outfit I'm definitely going to wear when my jumper has finished drying. I don't know how long blocking normally takes to dry, but it has almost been 24 hours, so I'm a little bit nervous I've done something wrong, because it's still drying. I used acrylic yarn, which I know, I'm so sorry. I don't consider myself a good enough knitter yet to splurge on good quality natural yarns. So I don't know, maybe someday I'll get my alpacas and mohairs, but until then I'm going to keep practicing the acrylic yarn. But I'm thinking of branching out into cottons, because you know, sustainability green, I very much want to start working more on cotton garments, because I think that'd be such a nice gift. And another project I've finished since we talked last is what I've now coined the term the Abigail cardigan. Now, very close, near and dear to my heart, this was a custom cardigan for my gorgeous friend Abby, and we just worked on a design. It's like a nice cropped cardigan with balloon sleeves, and it's a bit of a drop shoulder, and something I wanted to do is have horizontal ribbing on the front, just because all the other cardigans I've worked on, apart from like all the other chunky cardigans I've worked on, haven't had that. And I think a button band of horizontal ribbing just looks really clean to me. Maybe it looked really clean because I've never done it, and I was like, oh, I love a challenge. And I think it's turned out so well that I have made it into a pattern. Well, I'm currently making it into a pattern. Get hyped. I am so excited, but also nervous if people are going to be creating something that I've designed. That's just so exciting. Yeah, it works up quite quickly. I think you can get it done in about 15 hours. The sleeves are honestly the most simple thing ever to get that balloon sleeve shape. It's very simple. I really like a PSSO decrease. So that's what I've been using on the body, and I just think it looks so much cleaner than a K-Tog. Gosh, why am I talking in abbreviations? I mean, in knit together. But I'm very excited for people to see this pattern, make with it. I've tried to make it easy to understand, and I've had so much fun just drawing all the diagrams and taking photos. Yeah, and I'd love to see how that goes. I think I'm gonna upload it to Etsy first, and then after I've graduated, branch out and set up a Ravelry and Ribbler profile and just try diversify, get my feelers out in all the lakes, all the rivers. But yeah, that's exciting. And I would like to write up a pattern before the top-down jumper I worked on, the pink one, with the balloon sleeves, because, you know, I love a balloon sleeve moment. And it was actually quite simple, so I'm going to work on another one, maybe, or I'll just write up a pattern for that from memory. But something else exciting is that I'm going to be working on soon is a mock neck, and I had a recent wool haul that you would have seen if you follow my Instagram at Lizacross, shout out. I had a recent wool haul from Wool Warehouse, love it, and I got the Signet Kiddie Soft, something like stone grey, DK wool, and this is for a mock neck jumper that I want to do some detailing on the front panel. Now I recently ordered a lot of knitting books. Now it is also my birthday, almost very soon, and I hope to receive, I've asked for knitting patterns and knitting books, and I know that my sister will be giving me Kim Hargreaves collection, the winter collection. Oh my gosh, I've been drooling over these pieces for so long. They're just so stunning. Finding a collection of pieces where almost every one I'm like, damn, that's modern. I would wear that. I would buy that. Give it to me. It's so gorgeous. And I've also got a few more crochet and knitting books, like the Japanese Stitch Bible, and some tushin, I don't know how to say it, but the crochet where you can do like tapestry crochet, like the one where you have a really long crochet hook. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's good. And some like homemade crochet projects, because I would really like to spice up my room, because it's just looking very sad and bland. And I like the white theme that is going on, but it is just very messy and overwhelming at the moment. I haven't really unpacked since moving back from uni, so there's just bags of wool and clothes on the floor, and it is a bit chaotic, to say the least. Anyway, to distract me from that, I've been working on a few projects, so here's the segment where I update you on what I'm currently working on. So I'm currently working on the Delma trousers. Oh, I've been so hyped to do these. I've had the pattern for a while, so I really wanted to make some knitted trousers after seeing the Pacific trousers by House of Sunny. If you don't know House of Sunny, it's a gorgeous sustainable fashion wear brand, and they have blown up in the last year. Not trying to be like I knew them before they were cool, but I knew them before they were cool. I'm just so glad that they are blowing up though, because they are such a lovely brand and they are actually bringing some very fun and fresh ideas. And I really love that they have like an orca jumper. I really want to do like a dolphin themed jumper for this winter. I think that'd be so fun in my casual wear, and I would destroy that. I'd wear it so much. And I also, here's a vision I have, like a where you're, it's not double knitting, but basically where you're knitting two, like I don't know how to explain it, but you're knitting with two colours, and it's like a double-sided colour work. The term, I've completely forgotten what it's called, but it looks so fun. I really want to do like a piece like that, like maybe a floral scarf or like a dolphin themed scarf. How fun would that be? How fun would that be? I look forward to experimenting with double-sided knitting soon. What was it called? Something like tapestry knitting? Oh gosh, so many terms for so many things. Bit weird, bit oversaturated. Yes, so I'm working on the Delma trousers in a cornflower blue because I was inspired by House of Sunny. And they're really fun. They're working in a double rib, and I'm currently working on the crotch. Honestly, the way it's designed is actually beautiful. It really hugs the body, and like the shaping of this knitwear is just like wow. But I'm not very good at my yarn overs yet. Growth mindset. The crotch is looking a bit messy, so I might have to rip it all out and start again, but that's okay. I'm in exam season. I'm just trying to be chill and not get stressed about knitting. I'm also working on a cropped crochet cardigan in like a salmony pink, like quite a pale salmony pink. But well, see, I'm on the fence. I don't know whether or not to keep it as like a little waistcoat or to make the sleeves, but I don't know if I'm going to run out of wool. See, I don't want to make it short sleeved. I'd like it to be long sleeved. I don't know if I have the wool for that. And cause I've been doing it in a single ribbed crochet stitch, that uses up quite a bit of wool. So, I don't know, I'm a bit on the fence, but it's very cute, it's very cropped. And I was hoping to do something like, I've been seeing some very chic, thin cardigans going around that have like a line of pearls for buttons instead. And I think it'd be really fun to do something like that, especially if it's like a waistcoat. I don't know yet. What else am I working on? I'm working on a pink bustier. I know, I'm so fancy. It's like in a gorgeous dusty pink. All of these are DK projects. And to be honest, with this bustier, all I've done is the under boob part, like the part that's going to have the underwire attached to it. And it's a bit like I've just gone ham. Like I've just randomly crocheted on areas until I think it's the shape I want it to be, which I think is very fun. I've seen a lot of things on Instagram where it's like jumpers where it's like just randomly knitted onto, not knitted, crocheted onto random corners. I'm not explaining this very well. So basically you start with a square and you increase that square to a sweater at random. So you're not doing straight rows, you're just crocheting like you're scribbling. I don't know if I'm explaining this well. If you know what I'm on about, let me know. They're very cool, they're very fun. I think they're very unique as well. I'd love to do some custom pieces that were just like random crochet. And I would love to work, I saw Crochet Girl 100, otherwise known as Emma, posted a picture recently of a skirt she made, which has, she's just used up all her scrap yarn for it, and I love scrap yarn projects. I really like to do all the scrap yarn projects, and I just think they're really fun. So now we're moving on to the segment, what do I want to make? So we're coming up into summer, everyone's getting that hot girl summer vibe, and this year crochet really is popping off. Like this, that crochet dress, well, quite a few crochet dresses have gone viral on Pinterest, and you know the one, that Pinterest dress with the green, the pink, the white, it's a halter. I really want to make that. I really want to make like a halter neck dress now in like red. How fun would that be for like summer evenings? Oh, tan. Oh, I can't wait. I also really want to make like a little, I've wanted to make this for so long, but like a patchwork, tiny little flower patchwork top or shorts or set or dress, just something, please. Let me live my cottagecore dreams. And I also want to make this mock neck with the lace detailing with the yarn I told you about earlier, like the really soft children's yarn. Life hack, buy kids or babies yarn because it's so bloody soft, so soft. And I'm going to do some lace detailing. Ooh, can I hear a, can I get a whoop whoop? yeah, I'm going to do like some sort of pattern from one of my new knitting books, which is exciting. And yeah, I don't really have tons planned because, as I said, I'm currently focusing on graduating, I hope. And the same goes for reading. If you're a new listener, we have a little segment where I catch up on the books I've been reading or listening to, because I listen to a lot of audiobooks. And I am currently roaring through Circe. I love it. I just love the way it's written. It's so beautiful. So many metaphors. I really, like, I just care so much about Circe. I don't think I've ever cared so much about a fictional character. It's just so beautiful. I'm not finished yet, but I'm really enjoying that. And I'm currently also listening to Claudia Winkleman's Quiet, which actually has some pretty solid advice. It's very fun and lighthearted, and I just put it on when I'm trying to zone out because physics. and it's just really lovely because she's narrating it herself, and it just feels like I'm chatting to a friend and getting advice on what to wear or whatever. And so that's really nice. And now, this isn't something I'm reading per se, but I very much like flicking through a book and looking at the pictures. I love a picture book. I love a coffee table book. If you want to get me a birthday present, there's a big old hint. I love a coffee table book. And I've recently picked up the Vogue covers, like a collection of all their covers. And just flicking through and seeing all the beautiful covers, some of them, it's very like, I don't know, it's quite insightful into Vogue. I don't know much about the Vogue fashion world, even though I do listen to Hot Mode. I really love Hot Mode, but that's my only insight into the fashion industry, if I'm honest. I don't really keep up with the Vogue drama, so I can't really comment on that. And I'm also listening to Alex's Adventures in Wonderland still. That's very good. It's just very easy to listen to, and I love maths. And I have a few more books on my TBR, but I'm honestly not planning to do too much reading or too much knitting at the moment. Just chill, no pressure. But one book that's been on my TBR for a while is The Vanishing Half, and I'm very excited to dip into that, and I'll let you know how that goes in the next podcast. So I think that is all we have for today. If you have any comments, concerns, or queries, drop me a message. You can find me on Instagram at losercrafts, or you could email me at thelosercrafts@gmail.com. I wish you all a crafty week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.